Well, good morning, everybody. That sounds really weird. Is everything right with the audio? Does it sound normal? Okay, maybe it's my ears, sinuses and stuff. Maybe, I don't know. All right, well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Man, it kind of took me back a little bit. Well, one of the things that I want to talk about, we were singing that song, Come Just As You Are to worship. Come just as you are. Come just as you are. Come just as you are to worship. I mean, because look, let's face it, folks. Are you accepted because of what you're able to do? Are you accepted because what you have done? Are you accepted of because of the great job that you have been doing and fulfilling and completing? No. No. You're accepted by the blood of the Lamb, by Jesus Christ and what He did. And see, it had to take. And see, this is the biggest offense that usually comes across to most people, that it absolutely had to take. It costed him his life for you to have salvation. It costed him his life because you could not do it. Yes, you are that bad. You are a sinner. And that's what it took. That is what it took for you to have salvation, was Jesus Christ coming down and doing that. And I say you, I say it as a personal way because it is a personal gospel. Okay, you don't just chalk it up as, well, that's everybody. Well, yeah, it's everybody, but it's for you. Okay, that just doesn't make you, I'm not quite as bad, right? You know, I mean, because everybody else is a sinner too, right? No, you are a sinner and you need Jesus. There is no other chance. There is no other hope. There is no nothing out there for you except for what Jesus Christ has done. That's the only thing that will save you. And praise God. See, now if that offends you, there's a problem. Called pride. It's called pride, if that offends you. Because you think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. You think what you have been offering or what something you have something to offer that's any good at all. That you're just not that bad that Jesus Christ had to come down and die on the cross for you. Now, I say this in this sense is because it's called humility to actually receive that. And the Lord, what does He do? He takes the base things of the world to what? Confound the wise. So He takes a somebody like me to show somebody that has it all wrapped up tight and together in this world that you need Jesus. You need Jesus. Now, I want to talk about something. I want us to go ahead and go to Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 4. It says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Now, I want to take an example, and I want to take a look at Paul, the apostle. Now, before he was Paul, the apostle, he was Saul of Tarsus. Now, what it's saying here, concerning zeal, he was persecuting the church. See, he was going against, he was killing Christians, taking Christians and imprisoning Christians, going around from town to town had a letter to go do just that because he thought he was doing God's work and that these so-called Christians were blaspheming the name of God of Israel. So he was doing this. Now, he was doing this in ignorance, and so it shows just the zeal that he had because he was not going to allow this to happen if he had anything to say about it, man. He was so zealous for God, so he thought, that he went out to do whatever it took to those that was blaspheming the God of Israel. What he did not realize is that he was actually fighting against the God of Israel. And then when he got knocked off his high horse, he came to realize that. All right. But concerning zeal, that's who he was. That's how he was. And so, if anybody would boast in the flesh, Paul could do it the more. Now, when you're looking at the touching the righteousness of the law, a Pharisee, and also what he was talking about is also he was blameless in this. Now, I don't know about you, but fulfilling that law, I wouldn't even want to try to have done it. In fact, it's hard for me to even just read through what the law was back in the Old Testament. I have a hard time getting through that point and really even understanding any of it. I mean, the Ten Commandments are quite simple, but when it starts talking about all the other stuff, woo, man, that is way too big for my britches, I tell you that. But that was Paul. That was Saul. He was blameless in these things. But what does he come to? But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Look, all those things whereof he had the boast of, all those things where he had done, all those things where Paul had done in his own strength, in his own zeal, and look, man, he'd done it really well. It was counted as dung. It was nothing, which is crap. That's what that word means. Dung is crap. It's another word for it. I'm not even going to say it, but it is what it is. Ox dung. It's crap. It is nothing. Absolutely nothing. So how much more do you think it is for yourselves that you have something to offer of yourself that is any good or that is acceptable at all? Nothing. You have nothing to offer. Zip, nada, zero. That's why Christ had to do it. That's why he had to do it. It's because you had nothing. How many of us came to the Lord? It says, come just as you are to worship. How many of us has came and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ on a great day? I remember Corey last year, as he raises up his hands, it kind of puts things in perspective. I remember Corey last year when he started taking the Lord seriously. It was really not when he went to Texas, but no, when Steve and I had a chat with him here, right here in this chapel. And guess what? Corey was not in a good place. Corey was in a very, 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 very bad place. Okay, and what happened? Corey chose to choose the Lord. And what happened? Abundantly above all that he asked or think happens. And here we have a testimony of just that right before our eyes. And who gets the glory, folks? Jesus gets the glory. Jesus gets the glory. Now, so to think... And I just hear it so much. And I guess that's why it just shakes a little. But to turn around and walk away from where Christ has done a mighty work in all of our lives. Actually, I'm looking across here. And none of us came to the Lord on a good day. But on a very, 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 very bad day. Okay. I remember Kat's situation was a very, very, very bad time. I know Lisa's situation was a very, 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 very bad time. So why do we turn around and walk out of this thing like we had done something or done some great work, or that we're going to be accepted by something that we have done or something that we can do or any of these things. Why do we come about with this pre-sold concept of this thing? Now, I share this with you, and some of you goes, well, man, I don't think that way, or I don't say that way. But listen to yourselves. You might not directly say it, because if you directly say it, well, then you just, you know, you can see that it's a bunch of ox dung. Okay? But if you... But when you go about and it's like, me, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and it moved great frankly, and me, and I did that, and I did this, and you should have looked at that job, man. And I'm going, all right, that's cool. You did that. You could do that. All right. And what'd Jesus do in that thing? Oh, well, it was all the Lord. Oh, now it's all the Lord all of a sudden. Okay, all right. No, okay, I see where it's coming from. No, it is all the Lord, okay? We choose to believe. He shows up in a mighty way. And then we go, praise God. Look, folks, the Lord is awesome and He is good. So you know what? The next guy that's down in a dumpster and in the gutter, who has no hope, who has no chance, who is frail, who is weak, can see that the Lord God Almighty moved in your life. And what does it do? It gives that man hope that the Lord can move in his life, and the Lord will move in his life. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He's just pleased when somebody would just believe Him. And He will work a wonder. He is here, He is here. He what? Wants to work a wonder. He wants to work a wonder, folks. That's the song we sing. Do we believe it? Or is it, do you really want Him to work a wonder? Or is it that you want to work a wonder? Or is it that you want to be lifted up? Or is it that you want to be the spotlight of a great testimony? Or do you want the glory to go to Him and what He truly has done? You see the difference? And then we go about this way, and when the Lord doesn't show up, because he's not going to honor pride, and He's not going to honor unbelief, and He's not going to honor these things, and then He doesn't show up, and who gets angry? You do. You get mad. And you can get mad at your minister. You can get mad at this person. You get mad at this. You can get mad at that. But no, who you're truly mad at is the Lord. That's who truly you're getting mad at. Because you want that great stamp of approval and Him to move mightily in your life and to honor those things which are not of Him. So you get mad at Him. And He's telling you, humble yourself. And I will lift you up. Share those things which I have done. That's what He's saying. Share those things so that others may see and may grab a hold to the same gospel and the same salvation which I bled on the cross for you and them. That's what the Lord's saying. It's like, I can't honor that. It's garbage. It's unbelief. It's pride. I can't inhabit that. That's bad for you. It will kill you. It will destroy you. And I love you way too much for that. And I've done shown it up there on the cross. That's what He's saying. So He just says, turn around. Humble yourself. Repent. That's what that turnaround means. Repent of your wicked ways. Turn around of what you're about. Be about me. Was it me that gave you life? Yes, Lord, it was. Was it me that has done a mighty, mighty work? Yes, Lord, it was. Was it me that made that work to wonder? Yes, Lord, it was. Share that. Share that. Because that's what people need. They need me, not you. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that I'm way too bad. I'm worthless. I can't do anything right. I might as well just throw my hands up and give up. That's the other side of it. Well, welcome to the club, folks. Because, yeah, you are not good. I don't even know if that's really the right way of saying it. You are not good. There you go. That's it. You are worthless. Absolutely. You are a sinner needing of a Savior. Absolutely. And without Him, you can absolutely do nothing. Welcome to the club, folks. Welcome to the club of Samson. Welcome to the club of David. Welcome to the club of Moses. Welcome to the club of Abraham. Because they were in the same position. Welcome to the club of Jesus. Wow. Welcome to the club. Because He is well able. You can't do it. It never was you that did it. Don't even start thinking it was you that did it. No, it was He that did it. He is well able. He can bring your soul into salvation. He can take those messed up situations and turn them right side up. He can take all that is lost and bring it back again. He can take that which is dead and make it alive again. That's our Jesus. That is our God. That is our salvation. Our salvation belongs to our God. Amen? And that is something we ought to share. That is something we ought to preach. That is something we ought to grab a hold on to and not let go. Because I don't care how able you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have not done. I don't care how much you believed or you not believed up to this point. I do not care. Turn around, repent, and start believing on the name of our God, Jesus Christ our Lord, and He will work a wonder. And He is well able, folks. He is well able. Well able to do abundantly all above that we can ask or think. And the only thing that is getting in the way of that is you. That's it. Your unbelief. Whether it's you think you got all these great things of the flesh to offer and they're nothing but dung, worthless, to be cast out, trodden underfoot, and nothing. Or rather it be you realize you can't do a dang thing and there's no, and all these things. No, you choose to believe Him because He can. And if it's the thing you hold up high and you got these high mighty thoughts in your life and these high mighty things, cast those things down. They're nothing compared to that excellency of the knowledge of Christ. That's what Paul said, isn't it? It sure is. So He's well able, folks. Well able. Is that, are you going to humble yourself and receive Him? See, it's the most amazing thing because pride is such a nasty, nasty, nasty thing that just comes up and swells up in our carnal mind and body. It really is. It really is. It's amazing. The Lord starts moving mightily in all these things in your life, and it's apparent that it's all Him and these kinds of things. And then what happens? You get puffed up. You think you have something to offer. You think you have moved from one place to another and all these great things. And it's been you that's been the cause of it. No, it's all been because of the Lord. I'll just tell you that right now. It's all been because of the Lord. It's been nothing that you have done. You just chose to believe Him. Praise God. And His grace was upon you. And that's covering the sin that you don't even realize that's in there, okay? And then the mercy is when you recognize that you're absolutely, utterly guilty in these things, okay? And then what happens is only because of him. And then you can see very clearly for anybody else that is around you that he is well able to move mightily through them and that you are no better than them. None. What did Paul say? Of sinners of whom I am what? Chief. Chief is what he says. But when you're constantly justifying yourself against one or the other, think you have some good thing, where's the Lord in that? But it can happen so easily, folks. And I see it happen. Because I start to hear it out of the testimonies of your mouth. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. No, it's about what the Lord's done. What the Lord's able to do. That's what it's about. So it doesn't matter either or. You're accepted by the blood of Christ. I don't care from this day forward. If you go forward and you are perfectly obedient to everything your authority said, you are perfectly obedient to everything that your boss had said, you are perfectly obedient in all things, which one, it's not going to happen. I just want to let you know that's the case right now. Well, maybe it will. I don't know. But, you know, when you come to the end, the only thing that's not going to be the thing that saves you. That is not going to be the thing that covers you or saves you. It's not. What it's going to be, it's because of what Jesus had done. And he was that perfect sacrifice. And he took your sin upon that cross because you couldn't do it. And if you can believe him, you can believe Jesus Christ for your salvation, then you can believe him in every situation to minister unto those that are around you and to any situation that you come in contact with. Any situation you come in contact with. Because it's all about who? Him. And what he's able to do. And if you're seeking to serve him, if you're seeking to serve him and trust him and believe him, he will show up mightily. Now, you'll get some corrections along the way. As you step out. I mean, let's face it. Remember Peter? He was in the boat. The only one that had the brass boldness, let me put it that way, the boldness to step out of the boat was Peter. Was it not? If that's you, Lord, let me come out. Come on. Starts walking on water. What did he do? He took his eyes off Jesus. There's wind and the waves start, and he notices the wind and the waves are going around him. He's going, I'm in big trouble here. He starts sinking. What does Jesus come up? And he grabbed him, pulled him up, and says, wherefore did thou doubt? When did you doubt? And I'm paraphrasing all this. But did he not get corrected? He did. He did get corrected. But praise be to God, I'm seeing the only one that stepped out the boat was Peter. I'm thinking that's pretty awesome. But it still doesn't matter, folks. As you go forward in the Lord, you're going to be coming up with crossroads and crossroads and crossroads and crossroads. The thing is, what is it that you really want to do? Do you want to serve the Lord? Do you want to go forward in what the Lord has? Do you want to embrace the calling that is before you? Okay, because if you want to do that, the Lord will move mightily. He's a big God. But if you want to keep your own little life and do your own little thing and be about your own business, look, he's not going to honor that. He's not about that. James talks about it a little bit in the scripture. He talks about a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. in all his ways. Which way are you going to go? I know Paul talks about dying daily. Why? Because he has to make that choice on a constant basis, on a daily basis. Sometimes for me, it's like a minute basis. Praise God. But the Lord's well able. He's well able. It just comes down to, what do you want to do? What do you want to hang on? Do you want the truth about yourself? Get shed of the nonsense and the garbage that's been holding you back? Do you want the Lord to move mightily in your life? Well, you got to allow him in. He's a gentleman. You got to allow him to come in and stir up some garbage and some stuff that's in there. Let that anointing start to move in your life. Start submitting unto him. Go forward in him. But you can completely shut him out and just do your own thing. In fact, you can become in a service. Listen to it every time it comes up online. You can do all those things and still not go forward in him, making a choice to serve him, making a choice to believe him, making a choice to actually take that word and apply it to the situation that is around you and that is before you. See, what happens when you submit unto him, what happens when you start going forward in him, things start to get stirred up. It's not so pretty anymore. You start to see the unclean heart. It's like, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And then you start seeing all this crud, all this crap. You see all this stuff, all this garbage, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, Lord, I asked you to create in me a clean heart. That's what I asked you, Lord, to create in me a clean heart. What is all this nonsense and garbage? And he's going, what do you think I'm doing? That stuff's got to go. That stuff's got to go. This pride, it's nonsense. It's unbelief. You can't have that and enter into my kingdom. More or less enter into heaven with it. But you can't even be a part of my kingdom right now unless you start getting rid of some of the stuff I'm showing you. You got to get rid of it. You got to get it off. You got to cast it off. Get shed of the nonsense. Get shed of the unbelief. Get shed of the pride. Get shed of self-righteousness. Get shed of the holding yourself way too high of esteem than you ought. Because you're just a dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking sinner. And praise be to God, he loved me anyway. And he loved you anyway. And he can take that which is death and what? Turn it to life. I mean, awesome, man. He's an awesome God. That's what he's able to do. And see, and then it's then where you can partake of his love. I say, and then you can minister what? His love one to another. So who gets the glory? He gets the glory. Because whose love is it? It's his love. And then you can start ministering what? His power to other people. And then who gets the glory? He gets the glory. Because whose is it? His power, not yours. I'm sorry, but I've never seen any of you guys heal the sick by your own power or strength. Not a once have I seen that. I haven't seen any man do that by his own strength or own power. Even Jesus said he didn't do that by his own strength or by his own power. Of myself, I can do what? Nothing. Do you think it's going to be any different for you? No, but you can have access to the one who can and the one who does. And you can be a partaker of that. And you simply do that by preaching his word, preaching his gospel, taking the testimonies of what he has done in your life and actually give it to the person or to the God whose mighty power was working in it. If that makes any sense. because the glory belongs to Him. It's because it's something that He has done. So folks, take some time. Get honest with yourself. Get shed of the nonsense. Get shed of the pride. Get shed of the unbelief. Get shed of those things. I'm not worthy. You're never going to be. So what? He is. Praise God. Abraham believed God and it was. They counted him for righteousness. Or imputed for him for righteousness. That means it was put on him. By what? Simply choosing to believe the Lord God Almighty. That means that anybody in this room can do it. Anybody. That means, Nolan, you can do it. You know that? You can choose to believe God, and He'll put on you a cloak of righteousness. All you got to do is say, Lord, I choose to believe you. Isn't that awesome? That means that you don't have to study to become an awesome jet fighter and be the best jet fighter in the world to have salvation. That is amazing. Praise God, because I'd be doomed. And so would all of mankind, except that one guy who is the best fighter pilot. I mean, I really would like to be a fighter pilot and one of the best ones. That'd be pretty awesome, okay? But that's not going to happen. What I have is something far better. His name is Jesus Christ. And the life that He has given me. And I ought not to forsake it, nor leave it. Because it is the most precious gift that you can ever have. It's the one that lasts for eternal. We get all kinds of gifts in this world and all kinds of stuff. Those, they come and pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but He shall not. He shall not. So let's grab a hold of that gift. Let's not take it for granted. Quit taking yourself way too seriously. And quit thinking you're something you're not. He is. That's all that matters. That's all who needs to be lifted up is Him. Because He's well able. Amen.